From Story, Flow Daily, Paul Policy Brief, SCOTUS extends mifepristone access, Hegseth cancels Poland deployment, and AOC goes quiet on Hochul's climate rollback. Welcome to Story, Flow Daily Policy. I'm Paul. The SCOTUS order that matters. Per Politico, the Supreme Court extended its pause on a lower court ruling that would have rolled back availability of mifepristone, preserving online and mail order access for now. The order came half an hour after the court's own self-imposed 5 p.m. deadline. 4 years after Dobbs, the court has handed providers and patients a lifeline, albeit temporary. The question on the table is whether the court will issue a permanent ruling before the November election or punt to January 2027. The political incentive structure suggests punt. The legal merit pressure may force a decision sooner. The Pentagon move that stunned even Pentagon staff. Per Politico, SecDef Pete Hegseth's last-minute decision to cancel the deployment of 4,000 troops to Poland caught Pentagon staff and European allies by surprise. Three defense officials told Politico it wasn't clear exactly why Hegseth issued the order. The pattern, abrupt personnel and force posture decisions blindsiding both transatlantic allies and the building, is now the defining operational characteristic of this SecDef. NATO side observers are quietly modeling whether U.S. conventional force commitments are reliable enough to plan around at all. The California governor's race subtext, Gavin Newsom said publicly he's confident at least one Democrat will advance from California's June gubernatorial primary, hinting at a break-the-glass contingency plan as he declined again to endorse, per Politico. The structural problem. California's top two primary system means two Republicans can advance if Democratic votes split too widely. Newsom's posture is the operational read on how dire the primary math actually is. Watch the May 1823 endorsement window, the Louisiana intra-GOP fight that explains Cassidy's loss. Per Politico, Governor Jeff Landry has positioned himself as kingmaker, annoying other state Republicans by working aggressively to elevate Rep. Julia Letlow over Senator Cassidy. Landry is a central figure in Trump's revenge tour. The lesson for state-level GOP governors: aligning explicitly with the Trump purge faction generates short-term juice and long-term internal opposition. Whether Landry survives that trade-off depends on whether Letlow wins the runoff, and the climate policy quiet that shouldn't be. Per Politico, AOC has remained silent as NY Governor Kathy Hochul unravels a signature state climate law. The Green New Deal champion who showed up in Pelosi's office in 2018 has not been a vocal counter-pressure on Hochul. Worth reading as a signal of where AOC's near-term political energy is, and is not, going. The next 90 days of statements or absence will calibrate the 2028 House leadership conversation. That's your story, Flow Daily Policy. Sources in the notes. Paul out.